From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. Instead, de Mistura met with the opposition for 2 hours before declaring the talks officially open. The World Health Organization has declared mycocephaly and other neurological diseases possibly linked to the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports on the outcome of a special meeting of experts in Geneva.
The group of experts who met at the World Health Organization agreed the Zika virus is not a clinically serious infection and that the virus alone would not constitute a public health emergency. However, the experts conclude that the possible association of the virus in Latin America with the explosive spread of microcephaly, which causes abnormally small brains in newborns and other neurological disorders, constitutes an extraordinary event and a public health threat to other parts of the world. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Midwestern state of Iowa Monday begins the first U.S. political contest to pick Republican and Democratic presidential nominees. Iowa holds a series of meetings or caucuses that will be the first electoral test for the large number of candidates running. The two leading Republicans are Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. The top Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod. This is VOA News.